delight.
About hour number four on a Thursday. Hope you're having a good one. It is god-awful hot out there. Kevin Dunn is here inside and cool, and I'm Chad Hastings. And if you're not out, if you're not cool right now, whew, we're feeling for you. Trey Elling is producing today. And as we told you, one of our great summer interns this summer has been Charles Amenihue, number 90 in your playbooks. And
number one.
One in your heart on the defensive side. That is right. How are we feeling today?
I'm feeling good. You were talking about how hot it is outside. It's making me wonder if I want to go outside. You know what I'm saying? It's way, way too hot outside.
Did you get your workout in yet?
Yeah, early in the morning.
Okay. What time do you get up to work out?
I got up today at like 5:20, 5:20. Yeah.
Damn.
It's a great reason to get out early in Texas.
I got out and did a little activity today, too.
Get out and do anything early, though.
Yeah, bro, because this is ridiculous. Like, you go outside, you're walking, you start sweating.
Yeah.
Now, once you guys get going, so you're 44 days away from the first game, but it's a lot less than that. Obviously, you report, what, August 2nd or 3rd or whatever. But once you guys get out there and start going through, are you out in this? Are you out in 103, 105, if it's that bad?
I'm not sure what time we're going to be practicing, but... Oh man, I just hope that like a big old cloud like covers the sun in the time period that we practice, bro. Cause I've been in Texas my whole life, but I don't like the heat at all. Like I wish it could be 75 degrees every day all the time.
Sound like Kawhi Leonard. You want to be in L.A.?
I was gonna say, so you don't want to go super cold though.
No. I can't. Okay. Nothing below 65.
I see.
So Notre Dame, they were on your list, but that was going to be a tough sell, huh?
Yeah, there's not much up there.
No,
man,
no.
How'd you know that?
Huh?
How'd you know that?
I was going through your phone earlier. No. We talked about it. No, I knew. I was following you, too, and I'm a Texas guy first, but my dad went to Notre Dame, and he'd be the first to say, yeah, I mean, there's not, if you're looking for weather, city, and women, Austin's a better spot.
Definitely.
So basically you're saying AFC East, but only the Dolphins, I think, would be that. Dolphins would be okay, but those others, you have to do road games, though, maybe. When you get to the NFL, you may have to do road games in cold areas.
You're going
to
be cold at some point in the league.
Yeah, you are, but when you're playing, you don't ever feel like, our coldest game was probably West Virginia, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And when you're out there, you didn't really feel like you were cold until you hit the sidelines. Yeah, so
it's going to be once you get home, if you have to live in a cold city in the NFL.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to say I hope I don't, because...
You'll take it.
I'll take wherever, but...
Yeah, exactly.
Crossing your fingers, dog.
So we talked with your coach yesterday, Tom Herman, and Chad asked about you, and he's definitely fired up. He talked about, you know, your versatility, some of the different things you can do. What are you working on right now? Like, what are you training to try and get better at?
Well, really what I'm training to get better at is just finalizing and perfecting my pass rush moves. I think playing the run is a mentality, and if you don't have the mentality, it don't matter how much work you put into it, you won't be good at it. So if you understand that you have the mentality to play the run, then you play the run. But pass rush isn't a mentality. Pass rush is an art and a skill. So it's something that you have to work and continuously work. So I watch a lot of NFL guys. Just even today, I was watching the sack leaders. I was watching some guys. And
who?
So I watched Joey Bosa. DeMarcus Lawrence is a particular move that he does I want to perfect. And
what is it? What's the move? Is it a swim move or something like that?
No, it's a lot. It's more, it would be something that I have to show you.
Okay.
It's not something that you can just kind of just say, but.
Please don't throw Kevin through the window.
Chad will be the left tackle.
No, it's a move that, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, it takes skill, it takes time. So,
okay.
And then just moves that work for my body type, which is why I watch Joey Bosa. So Joey Bosa probably isn't as long as me, but he does the same kind of moves. And Chandler Jones.
Okay.
That I want to perfect. So that's probably what I'm working on. And then we work out, so staying in the weight room, you know what I'm saying, maintaining my weight where I want to be at. And
still at 274?
Nah.
I put the scale out there for a reason. That's not for us.
But just making sure that I'm where I need to be.
Okay.
And then always get off. Always working that get off and trying to be the fastest man off the ball.
Man, that was my mentality in college.
Is there a in terms of the weight thing for you at your position, is there a number you don't want to see on the scale? Like, what's a number you could see where you go, uh-oh, something's up?
65. I want to be above 70.
Above 270?
Yeah.
270 just, or above.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Not probably in that 270, 75 range.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you tried to play 280 or around there? Is it too much?
No, I don't feel like that's where I need to be right now here. You know what I'm saying? Just, I think for how this defense is, I think me being at that weight range and then also still being able to move, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. is something that benefits you in this defense as a defensive lineman.
So when I first saw you, I thought, oh, my God. I mean, it was like when you see a Tony Brackens, you think that is a 4-3 bookend. Mm-hmm. And you've shown the versatility. I mean, we run some three-man fronts, some four-man fronts. Is there one spot that you really feel comfortable in that you're like, man, this is me?
At the five.
At the five?
Yeah, no, it's just I know the ins and outs. There's nothing that you can do that I haven't seen. There's no tricks. It's just I think I wouldn't say I knew the ins and outs as a junior. Now I do. Now I'm very comfortable. I understand how I'm going to play the position, and I just know how I'm going to play that position without second thought.
All right, let me see if I can football 101 this. Five technique would be a defensive end on the outside of the man blocking him.
Outside of the tackle.
Outside
the tackle. So yeah. Not right on the tackle. That's outside the tackle.
Kind of just slightly outside of him.
Yeah. Look uh-huh. at that.
My man over there.
Look at that.
My man over there.
Look at football 101.
You continue. Listen, I'm going to hear y'all talk here.
Come on. There we go. Actually, since you mentioned that, yesterday I was reading through something, and I can't remember what it was, but somebody was talking about trying to be a better 4-eye mm-hmm. defensive end. So what's the difference in a 5 and a 4-eye?
So a 4-eye would be, you're on the tackle, you'd be inside of the tackle.
Ah, eye for inside.
Yeah, so basically, if it's head up, you'd be screws on screws. 4 eyes, your eyes inside his inside eye.
Ah,
so that gotcha. Yeah, and also, man, I'm comfortable with that as well.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Screws on screws. I like that. That's a good
term. That makes me want to watch football.
Screws on screws is a 4.
On screws.
And then 4 eyes, like that eye.
That eye.
Yeah, exactly. So, but no, I'm comfortable there as well. And I think that's made me a better run-stopping defensive end.
Right.
In that term. So,
that's what in Coach Herman was
talking. You said you hate that term?
No, in those terms.
In those terms, gotcha. Yeah.
Coach Herman was talking about yesterday, when I asked him about you, the first thing he talked about was that development at run stopper. Because he said, you know, look, when you see this guy play, you know what he is best at. You feel like he's going to go and be a great pass rusher. So what are some of the things that you've done to focus on? You talked about it's not as much an art form as it is a mentality. So give us an idea of one of those, a moment, something you work on to get better against the run.
I think it's just a lot of things. I think I'm a visual learner, so I watch guys who are very good against the run.
Okay.
And then I take little things that can help me, just probably with my stance, or then also steps against the run, knowing that really just as soon as that ball is snapped, you just shoot out your stance, come out your hips and shoot your hands and fire. So just that. Thought, just having that in my mind all the time makes me aware of it, and then I just do it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So once I'm aware of what I need to do, how I need to do it, it'll just be done, and then that's when the consistency comes in, because in practice you rep doing the same thing over
right.
and over to where you don't have to think about it.
Then it's automatic.
And it's automatic.
I'm an extreme visual learner, so I completely get that.
Uh-huh.
I have to see it. And I want to ask quickly about the nose guard position too, because you lose someone like Puna, man. Puna was so underrated. I know you know how good he was. You feel comfortable with some of the guys, Chris, and some of the guys who are going to be filling that spot?
Chris Nelson, a dog, man.
Okay,
that's an alpha male.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. No.
Okay.
No doubt. That's an alpha male.
I like to hear that.
So
you're taking on doubles all the time.
Yeah. No, I have no worries.
Okay.
No worries.
Good.
At all.
It is the Horn, and we're talking with Charles Omenihue, getting him ready for all this crazy media stuff he'll get throughout the season. We're 44 days away from Texas and Maryland. More football talk with Charles coming up. Let me remind you about Total Men's Primary Care. Guys, get your yearly wellness check every each and all the health insurances that are out there, the big health insurance plans, they all provide one free wellness exam each year. So we're 44 days away from Texas playing football. Make that your mark. You want to get it done before football season. There are 10 centers all across town. North 183 right there next to Dunkin' Donuts, downtown at Congress and 9th. Maybe you're in Hutto. They've got one two doors down from the HEB Plus there on Highway 130. So all over the area, they've helped over 10,000 guys in Austin, the highest rated medical facility online in Austin. Bucky and I don't just tell you about it. We are patients as well, and I've already had my wellness exam this year. So if you've already done it, that's awesome. Now tell all the guys in your family and your friends to get theirs done too. Total Men's Primary Care, the doctor's office just for men, and that website is totalmens.com. So kind of staying on this idea of pass, you know, defend the pass versus defend the run. You talked about watching different guys, being visual. Is there somebody you watch, either college or maybe an NFL guy, that is your style, maybe your body type, that is a rusher like you, but that also does good against the run? Like, do you watch film on guys where you've said, okay, that guy is good against the run, and maybe I need to, you know, take some of his stuff?
I could always go back to Joey Bosa. I think that's a guy that I look at. Chandler Jones, he's an unorthodox kind of pass rusher, but does the same kind of start off movement as me.
Okay.
But maybe the way he finishes it, it might be different. But Bosa's like to the, like, it's a scripted where you could watch him and be like, yo, I'm going to do this. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then also playing the run very, very well. And it's put in positions like Coach Herman talks about the versatility. Me being able to play 5, 4 and a 3, Bosa does that in a way for the Chargers, more so 5 and a 3, if you look at their tape deeply. So, yeah, that's probably the guy that I watch a lot for just both run and pass.
Okay. Have you talked to Coach Herman? Because I bet you could probably get that phone call set up pretty quickly. He would have been with them at Ohio State.
Yeah, I mean, I've never talked about that. I don't know. That's just never came to mind. That's a great point, but that's never came to mind. Maybe, you know what I'm saying, before they report. And,
yeah.
It's a good idea.
Yeah.
Coach Herman, if you're out there, look that number up.
We know how serious Charles takes this, and that just shows you right there. You've studied a lot of film, and you're not thinking about the, like a lot of us would, hey, it'd be cool to talk to him. But if you could talk to him, you could, you know, ask him some stuff.
There's a lot of guys, former players I've talked to and picked their brains, and guys that I've actually worked with to pick their brains, or NFL, or retired, or things like that. So
I saw a good story. Tim Crowder is working a lot of guys out. Crowder was a NFL guys, UT guys that are back here. Derek Johnson was out there. Have you talked to any of those guys? Have they been giving you any good advice?
I've been talking to Rex since probably my sophomore year.
Nice, nice.
Quandre, that's my dude. You know, he's not a defensive lineman, but just advice just period about ball.
He's an alpha, by the way.
Why did you smile when you said Quandre?
Because that dude's a clown, man.
he's a great guy.
Good energy all the time,
yeah,
man. Always
you
makes
got
you
that
laugh.
Right.
No, he does not lack personality.
No, not at all. Not at all. But, yeah, Arakpo is probably UT defensive lineman I talk to a lot. Former Crowder. Yeah.
And Crowder apparently he's pretty good at working these guys out. They all say, I mean, Crowder's a guy we go to because He knows how to get us in shape.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I see them from time to time, and they look like they're putting in work, and Carl's not going to sell them short.
You'll be there soon, son.
Talking with Charles Omenihue here on the Horn. He's one of our summer interns, and we're talking a little football with him here. So for the media members that might be listening right now, let's go through the dumb things that they ask you that you don't want them to ask anymore. Like, what is the dumb? Is it just like the, hey, Charles, you guys beating OU? You ready to guarantee it? I mean, what is the thing? What is it that you're just tired of hearing? This is your senior year. You've heard a lot of dumb questions by this point.
I think the question that I hear way too much that, like, it's almost like I don't really have an answer for you, bro, is how are y'all looking this year, or are we going to win some games? I mean, like, those are, like, questions, like, how are y'all looking? I'm like, I mean, we got practice first, you feel me? Like, obviously, I'm going to say we look good. Are we going to win some games? I mean, duh, that's what we practice for. So, like, questions like that, I'm like,
they ask. No, wait a minute. You tell me a media member?
No,
you talk
fans, right?
Just fans.
Yeah.
Fans.
A fan. Okay.
Yeah, fans. Media. I mean, nothing bad. probably a lot. Just a lot of times I've been talked to me is after practice or something like that.
Right.
So it's nothing that they ask. I'm like, yo, why'd you ask that? But like, as far as like fans or like people, like just Texas people or whatever. Yeah, those two questions are asked all the time. Like I was asked that in the elevator by a guy that fixes the stuff, the wiring in the roof.
Really?
While I'm going to class.
He asked you how it's looking?
Yeah, how are we looking? Or are we going to win some games? That's what he asked.
That is the weirdest way to ask a vague.
We're hoping it's 9 or 10.
Are we going to win some games?
Like I'm in the elevator going to class, and dude that like fixes the roof and stuff like that asked me that question.
Just can't leave you alone.
Yeah, I was with Vahi, and like I didn't answer because, like I said, those questions I just ignore, and Vahi was like, yeah, man, we're good. We're gonna win some games. I'm just like, yo,
what's Vahe like?
That's funny.
He's cool. Cool people, dog. Good energy, great vibes. Leader of men.
Okay. Well, here's a question that you're gonna get asked a lot. The offensive line will be better, correct?
Yes.
That's all I need.
That's good.
That's it. I set it up that way. Always take that too.
Yeah.
They give you close-ended. I mean, yes or no. Boom.
You don't need any explanation.
As short as possible. Yeah, right. You keep yourself out of a lot of good trouble that way.
Mm-hmm.
Talking with Charles Omenihu, 44 days from the Maryland game. So we asked Coach Herman yesterday about food. We talked with you about music.
Yeah.
And I checked out the Gunna album for you.
Don't you love the way he says it?
The Gunna album.
Gunna. I checked out the Gunna album.
Gunna.
Third track.
I checked it out. What is it? Dripping Volume 3? Drips Volume 3?
Dripping Volume 3.
Volume 3. That's what it was.
Dripping Season Volume 3.
Dripping Season. My bad.
He does have an 11-year-old daughter, so it's not as creepy as if I would have gone home and been like, Charles, I'm trying to see your world.
I'm just a music freak.
Yeah, that's the main
thing. I'm always looking for new music.
Yeah.
So in terms of food, we asked Coach Herman yesterday, and he started talking about fajitas. So for you, like, if there's a cheat day to be had, what's your cheat food? What's the thing that you know? Maybe it's not the best thing in the world, but what do you like to just absolutely go after?
Pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. I love pizza a lot.
I bet you can do some damage, man. How many pizzas have you eaten?
Like if I go to like a Cece's or something?
Yeah.
My record?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. When I was younger, I probably hit like 20-something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
when I was
you're killing 25 pieces at
yeah,
a,
when
at
I was,
a buffet.
When I was in high, like early high school, like middle school, me and my friends would have a competition at how many pieces we could eat.
Wow.
And I hit like 20.
You own a buffet and Charles and some of his buddies of the same size come in, you're thinking, oh, we're not making money off this. We're losing off this today.
Yeah, they're changing the buffet rules
off of that.
So pizza, any particular type of pizza? Do you have a favorite kind? Or?
Pepperoni and sausage.
Okay.
Like, I'm honestly going to order a pizza today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're thinking about it right now.
I already had that in my mind.
You're burning calories.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know. It doesn't really do anything to me. I'm able to run the next morning, so I'm all good.
Yeah. Yeah, you're young. Although, when we were young, we weren't in your shape, so.
And we weren't doing the running.
And we weren't doing the running.
We were not out there doing the running every day. So, now, this is I'm going to ask you this question. I don't even know. Maybe Trey knows the answer to this. So, how long are you with us? How long until you got to go back and we no longer get to see you?
August 1st is my last day.
What?
August 1st is your last day.
You're going to totally forget about us?
No. Okay. No, not at all, man. Not at all. I wish I could come up to after practice stuff and talk to us, but
yeah,
do play by play at practice.
Y'all got this tightened up over here.
I got
this tight.
Well, I mean, once you leave the tickets and we'll call, we'll see you after the game.
That's exactly right. Well, thanks as always for hanging out
You're doing a good job, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
We appreciate what you're doing. Charles Omenihu, number 90, hanging out with us a little bit. 44 days away from Texas and Maryland. If you see Charles out in public, do not ask him if they're going to win some games. That is such a simple question, Texas fans.
But I think with fans, they don't want to. They don't want to grill you too much, but...
Yeah, they just ask you that little question.
But they're curious.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
You feel me? I don't blame them at all, but it's almost like...
Even if they put a number on it, though, even saying, hey, Charles, 10 games this year, that's a better thing, because then you could go, we hope so, and we move on.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Right?
40 years I've lived in this town, a lot of things have changed.
40?
40, I know. Hey, come on.
Didn't have to say 40 like that.
Was that a 40 I can't 40? Believe or a...
That was 40, like, 40?
Damn.
You've seen some changes for sure. I know you've seen some changes.
Yes, I have. Oh, a lot of changes. One thing that hasn't changed is that if a Texas football player is walking around, you're going to get asked about the team.
Oh, yeah, that's facts.
We cared about it then. We care about it now. We'll care about it in 40 years.
That's major true. Major sports in the city.
Yeah, so. That's it. We don't have a pro team. And we were talking earlier in Austin, a lot of Austinites. Some will root for the Cowboys or Texans or whatever, or Oilers back in the day, but it's UT.
Yeah,
UT is our team.
Mm-hmm.
What he meant, Kevin, is you don't look anywhere near 40. That's what he meant.
No.
That's what he meant.
I like how I also gave him the bailout. He goes, no, I meant like, wow, 40.
Oh, my God, 40. All right, coming up, we'll get you the big three. That's nowhere near 40. And Kevin's got one and done for you as well. This is
if I can get to it.
Yeah, get there. Chad, Kevin with you on a Thursday. Thanks to Charles and many of you for hanging out a little bit with us, talking some football. 44 days away from Texas and Maryland. Remember, if you want to catch anything that you missed, hornfm.com. This is a great week to go back and check out stuff on hornfm.com. Bucky and Aaron's podcast, Trey and BK, the Rodcast, all three of those shows up at Big 12 Media Days on Monday and Tuesday. We got to interview Coach Herman yesterday in our fourth hour, and then today we talk with Jeff Howe. We talk with Scipio Tex. We just talked with Charles Menihue, plus our scintillating conversation. I mean, my God, you got to be going back on the podcast. Come on.
You better.
Good
grief. We got a good thing going on here at the Horn, man.
Yeah, it's going very well, and we're excited to be heading into another football season, and obviously thank you to everybody who's listening to the show. So, Trey, were you able to grab the Nick Saban sound that I was looking for? Have we been able to edit that yet? Because I wanted to play this for you and Kevin and see if I'm overreacting.
I'm sure it's scintillating.
It's only a minute because I knew you couldn't take any more.
Okay.
But yesterday I told you on the show that Pat 40 supposedly asked him, is Jalen Hurts going to be on your roster for game one? It's a bit of a weird question.
40.
Right? That's the question that he's answering
right
here. Listen to Nick Saban's answer.
Well, I have no idea. I expect them to be there. I think it's our job to give both players a very fair opportunity to have a chance to win the team at their position. I think that one of the two guys, obviously, both are capable. We'll create a role for one or both of those guys on our team, and they'll all have to make a decision based on what that outcome is as to what their future is, at Alabama. We certainly would love for every player on our team to stay at the University of Alabama and graduate. Jalen has a great opportunity to do that in December, so we are hopeful that he will stay there and be a graduate regardless of what his circumstance is as a player. But that's not to minimize his chances of being a starter and making a great contribution to our team in some way, even if he isn't a starter.
Okay, so what's your take on that?
Okay, so I heard him say that, first of all, to start with the phrase of, I have no idea.
He's driving around in circles.
Yeah.
He's just trying not to answer it.
This may be a summer overcook, but to me, there's only maybe one or two other coaches I can come up with that could answer that question that way and get away with it. If Tom Herman answered a question about Shane Buechele, let's say, with, oh, I don't know, I mean, I hope he's here, but then to intimate that, well, we hope he stays here and graduates, but, I mean, it's just a weird answer to me.
Is there some part of him that's just being realistic? I mean, he may be a nihilist, too, like one of those people. It's like, well, I don't know if it happened. I wasn't in the room. Okay, but we have documentation.
Right.
There were 10 people that were. We have a pretty good idea, but it's one of those, hey, I mean, I don't know. I'm not a fortune teller.
Right.
I've got 85 guys on here. One could get hit by a bus in October.
Right, but we're talking about your quarterback.
I know.
Here, Coach.
Right.
Okay.
But is he playing that game?
Yeah, maybe.
I saw Charles laughing at it.
Trey,
did you hear that?
Well, Trey, do you think I'm overcooking this? Is this a, I mean, I just thought it was such a wild answer. He never gives a wild answer, but you know what I'm saying. Is that a weird
this
answer?
This harkens
to
back to feeling like he's operating with a sense of a very specific idea of who's playing quarterback come fall, back during spring practices, where he was railing on Jalen Hurts during the Alabama spring game for not doing a couple of things where it seemed like he was giving Tagovailoa a little bit of a pass on things.
And it does seem, if you listen to that, if I had to pick one, if we're going to psychoanalyze, and if he's got one guy right now, it'd be Tua.
Feels like it.
It does.
And the one thing I guess we all have to remember, to see if I have my dates right, Tua obviously threw the pass to win the title. Hurts has a national title because of it, but Jalen didn't win the national title as the starter. Did he? Or did he?
I don't know. They've won so many damn national titles lately.
I know. Because the year before...
Get all these straight.
The year before, Clemson beat him. And the year before that, I don't think they won it. I'm just trying to go over like the... I was trying to go over it in my head. I don't know. Has Jalen Hurts, as the starting quarterback, won a national championship for him? They beat the champ... They beat... It lost to Clemson, right?
2013, maybe?
Maybe. But was that him? Was it? I mean, the last time they won it, was it him? Is the question,
right?
Yeah, I'd have to go back to, yeah. The so you got the championship there. They won it in 15 over Clemson, but that wasn't him. I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think that was him. So maybe that. I don't know. Maybe if that's it. Like somehow in his mind, Jalen Hurts didn't finish the job, and maybe that's bugging him. I don't know.
Charles, as a player, sure. When you hear that, is there anything that stood out?
I think he just has options. I don't know.
You think he's going with Tua, though, right?
I know. No, he is.
He is.
Yeah, man. I mean, okay. He's the one that, like you said, he's the one that threw the pass, and that's his lasting memory.
He's more dynamic, yeah. Too.
And he did play that whole half. We have to remember that, right? That wasn't just
– right.
They didn't just put him in for overtime.
And there had been conversation that this – could be happening even late in the season for them.
Yeah, and I think Nick Saban always says so many guys that comes in, so many five-star guys, and he's just like, well, if you show that you can do better than him, here you go. If you take it back, here
That's
you
true.
Go.
Meritocracy.
But to me, I guess, and maybe this is the thing, maybe deep down he knows that if he says Tua's the guy, Jalen Hurts will freak out. There's been talk that Jalen, and it's his dad maybe, that's pretty sensitive about things.
Who's a high school coach, I believe, Jalen's
dad.
Didn't
his dad say he would be like the top transfer in history or something like that?
Right, and yeah. They've talked about maybe...
I'm sure about that. He'd be wanted, you know.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it is, because maybe deep down Saban understands that halfway through that Louisville game, Tua could drop back to pass, and we all know what can happen. A Charles Omenihue type can come crush you from behind, and... Mm-hmm. It changes your entire world. And then he's got to turn to Jalen Hurts and say, you're my guy. You've been my guy the whole time. I've always loved you.
Well, that's the balance, that delicate balance of coaching. You got to keep these guys in it. And you can't let them sulk and lose, you know, mentally get out of it. Mentally, mm-hmm. You still got to be in it. And that's the toughest thing for, you know, better than we do.
I think that's hard for a quarterback, too.
Exactly.
Like, if you're not the starting quarterback, you're just there.
Right, because you guys get to rotate around.
Yeah,
and there's
plenty
of guys, receivers, mm-hmm. defensive backs.
Quarterback is one dude.
That's it.
It's a specific thing, yeah. All right, let's get a little big three here in the 4 o'clock
the
hour.
The big three.
Whoa, I'm going backwards. Fourth hour is what I
scared
meant to say.
There.
Yeah, hour number four. Not a whole lot going on today. British Open. There's an American on top of the leaderboard. Nope, not that guy. Not that guy either. It is Kevin Kisner. Went to Georgia. And he shot a 66 today, so he is going off tomorrow at, about 10:40 or so our time, if you want to check that out. Later than that. No, about noon our time, if I'm seeing this correct. And then some of the big names are fairly close. Rory McIlroy, Justin Thomas, three shots back. Tiger shot even par. Ricky Fowler is minus one. Jordan Spieth a little further back at plus one. And Phil Mickelson shot plus two. And in baseball today, it is Brad Hand on the move, and that is a hand on the move. There's a kind of joke there, too. Brad Hand, the reliever for the Padres, is going to be a Cleveland Indian, so he can, not that he bats a lot, but if he ever put the bat away, pretty much, except for all the interleague stuff.
Yeah, done now.
But, 6'3", left-handed pitcher. You've been talking about him for around a year or so, because we talked about him with Astros fans last year. What is Cleveland getting in this guy?
They're getting a lefty who was dynamite to start the year off. He's got good stuff, velocity's up. I like his breaking stuff, and he's a lefty closer. I mean, he comes in. You, see some of those, like Zach Britton, but for the most part, you're not always going to, your closer is going to be a righty, but he's got that good of stuff. I mean, this is a good pickup. Really, really, really good trade for Cleveland.
And that would be about it today. Yesterday evening is when Tom Herman told us about Mikey Grandy, medically disqualified because of the concussions. And the only other guys that he said are slightly limited is Trey Watson and Cade Brewer, both coming off injuries from last year. But other than that, Texas looking pretty healthy as they head towards fall practice.
I think both those guys are going to help out in the pass game. Obviously, Watson coming out of the backfield. He did that a lot at Cal. And then I like Cade. Cade Brewer's I just like his feel for that position. I hope he can stay healthy.
Yeah, I really hated the injury for him, especially after that cool play they ran against USC.
The throwback?
I love that stuff.
Or was that a delayed throwback?
The throwback,
yeah, tight end delay.
Great. And you know me, I'm a sucker.
That's the timing I'm talking about.
Right.
That was perfect. I've seen it enough with him. I like how he gets upfield quickly, too. There's a David Thomas element to that. Catch, turn, north, south.
I am a sucker for good tight end play. I love the usage of tight ends. I love all that stuff. So for both Longhorn fans and Aggie fans this year, I hope they all get to see it. I hope Texas fans get to see this promise of a tight end.
Y'all should.
With that group. And then Jimbo absolutely is a guy that believes in the tight end.
And fullbacks too, right?
And whether it's Sternberger or somebody else, I hope they get to see that as well. I hope both fan bases get to experience, oh, that's what a tight end was. I remember those guys.
He did a good job with Nicholas's kid who kind of played that H-back role.
Yeah, O'Leary.
O'Leary, that's a good call.
Oh, man, right up the seam and got open so many times. All right, there's your big three. How about a little one and done for you? One and done in the last hour, kids. Here we go. Silence? Is that
you
what
gotta remember,
was?
He hasn't been
double silence?
He hasn't been around us a lot, so he's got to ease his way back into hearing us for 4 hours.
What do you call that, Trey? What's that called? What's the double silence? Is that like a, you got a name for that?
Double silence.
The double silence.
The double silence.
It's a great name. I'm glad I could give that to you. Brought to you by Texas Card House, Austin's premier poker club featuring tournaments and cash games 7 days a week starting at noon. You heard me right. Now with Rudy's catered in on Saturday nights there at TexasCardHouse.com. Here's Kevin Dunn.
So I'm going to throw some stuff around here. I just want to continue to talk. You see Brent Musburger is going to replace the Raiders play-by-play guy?
Whoa.
Yeah.
On radio or TV?
Radio. Radio play-by-play guy. Greg Papa is gone.
Really?
I know. And
you know why that's happening, don't you, Kevin? Where are they about to go?
Vegas.
Murrah. Folks, I don't even
know. Well done, Chad.
Folks, I don't even know, but if you listen carefully, you can hear the slot machines out in the mezzanine, and I'm in on some of that, too.
I saw that, though, I'm ready for college and pro football, but I would love to get Musburger back in the game. He's 79 right now. He's one of my all-time favorites. I think he's one of the all-time best. And, yeah, he's definitely getting a little up there and is going to sound different to different generations without a doubt. But
right.
That's a pretty good get for them because he is doing that gambling thing up there, right?
Right. He does like it's a company that he and a kid or two of his are running. But yeah, they do like podcasts and all kinds of stuff up there. He's always embraced that. And sports was slow to follow him. But he and Jimmy the Greek were talking about that stuff way back in the day. When we were kids. He stayed consistent with it. And I've always loved Brent. Respect the hell out of him. And he's also, to me, Kevin, one of those old guys that hasn't lost a ton. Like, I can still hear Brent Musburger call a game these last couple years, and you can make the joke about how old he is and those short-sleeve shirts, and he doesn't look as good as Jesse Palmer or whatever.
No,
but I never thought the game was being, you know, called badly.
No, it didn't turn into Keith Jackson.
Correct. Right. It wasn't Pat Summerall at the end. It wasn't that. Wasn't that Pat Summerall
where
it's got to go, or even Vern Lundquist that last year or so where you realize, okay, Vern, it might be. Might be time. Although I thought Vern was still pretty solid.
I still thought he was pretty solid,
yeah,
too.
Still pretty good. Brent and the Raiders. That just feels perfect.
You get a kick out
Brent
of that.
Calling Chucky. That starts this year?
Because
if it's so, I got to find the Raiders radio broadcast now.
That's a good.
Or is it just when they go to Vegas? I wonder if they're going to – I hope it's now.
I think it starts now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, he's 79.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's true.
Those need to start now.
You better start now. No, oh, that's fantastic. All right, there's a little one and done for you. Before we move any further, Kevin's also going to tell you about another one of our great partners at this whole thing. It's Apple Leasing.
Apple Leasing, man, they've been doing such a great job in Austin for over 30 years. You need the lease, and you need the lease from Apple. It's affordable. It's quick. It's smart. They've got pre-owned. I'm looking at some of the 2018s right now, and as I've talked about the last week or two, those prices are going down, which is it's great for us. It's fluctuating and fluctuating in the right direction. So they're going down. Honda Civic LX 2.0, they're giving that thing away. The couple Infinities, Jeep Wrangler, you can take a look at it. Just get to appleleasing.com. You'll see all those specials I'm speaking about, or you can just tell them what you want. Tell them any make, any model, or give them a price. That's what a lot of people have done. Give them a price and go from there. That way you know you're going to be spending what you want to spend. You'll get a list of what you can drive. If you want to go test drive it, you can do that. You can almost always get out of your lease before it's over with. If you want to get into something else, they want to be flexible. They want you to be part of the family. Rates as low as 2.9%. Give them a call if you would like, 877-593-5797. That's 877-593-5797. Or just get to appleleasing.com.
All right, more coming up. We'll get you a little one last thing before we get out of here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a good one. Hope you stayed cool today. I'm sure it's not like it's cooled down at all. It's a high of 103 today. It's going to be 104 tomorrow. How about this? On Troy Kimmel's forecast, it says, mostly sunny, hazy with Saharan dust.
Yeah.
Near record-breaking heat. 104 yeah. tomorrow.
Someone said earlier, guys, this is a horror. You should have known that. Were we trying to name that?
No, I just knew it was a desert.
Yeah.
I knew there was a desert involved. I would have guessed the Sahara, but I didn't know for sure.
People.
You go Sahara or Sahara?
I don't care. I've gone
Sahara.
Both.
Sahara.
I've gone both. That's one where I mix it up just to keep life fun.
Yeah.
Seriously, there are some probably 10 words that I'll say two different ways. People go, I thought you said it that way.
Potato.
I'm bored. Not potato. No, not that.
Advertisement.
Process.
Not process. Not advert. Go to break.
Process. Program. This is the horn. Sounds like a rattlesnake right there, Trey. What do you got?
This is Cold War Kids, part of the Float Fest lineup this weekend south of San Marcos.
Cold War Kids. All right. A lot of great music this week. Brian Fitzgerald starting off the week producing for us. Thanks to him and Trey back, as always, playing great music for you. Tomorrow's Friday. New music on a Friday. We go New Music Friday. You staying with Float Fest? What are you doing tomorrow?
Float Fest Friday, but also there is a band that I really like, and gosh, their name is escaping me right now. They have a new album out, so we'll either get to that as well tomorrow or maybe save that one until Monday.
What about Gunna? Does Gunna have a new album coming out tomorrow?
Gunna?
I don't know if maybe Charles probably knows.
Charles' favorite band.
Charles, do you know if Gunna's got a new record coming out?
Wait, you said band?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be band.
That is not. It's not a group. It's an individual.
Since he's a rapper, you probably have to say artist. Artist? He's your favorite artist?
You're not surprised about the 40 thing now, are you?
But no, he just is putting out like a lot of singles.
Okay.
He needs to put out a new album already, man. But his singles, he's going hard. So.
Are you saying that Volume 3 is still pretty fresh? Is that what you're saying? Still a pretty fresh album. When did it come out?
I don't know if it's fresh, but
okay. You don't use fresh anymore, do you?
No, I was trying. I can't.
What do you say? What do you? I've heard you say it before. It's live.
No, fresh is like that's okay.
Fresh
like,
is okay. It just wasn't like, okay that I said
recent.
No,
I mean because you're using the term. Is it recent?
Right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. So I understand that, but in terms of what you're talking about, as far as how like. If you like something,
mm-hmm. It's live.
Okay. That for me, that's I use live.
Okay. It's live. Mm-hmm. Okay. Another phrase I won't be able to get away with, but I'll try.
Give it a shot.
I will always try. Always try. All right. Before we get out of here, let's see what we have. Somebody, this is a strange comment. I'll get your thoughts on it. Somebody's telling me that they're from DFW. They've always considered Waxahachie part of DFW, but being up there, they said they've heard from multiple people it's not considered part of the Metroplex, and they were asking me what I think. And I said, I always call it Dallas area. I never say I'm from the Metroplex.
I mean, I always thought it was coming down here because it was the first thing that that we hit before you get into Dallas.
I say I'm from 30 miles south of Dallas. I've never called it. Trey, you're kind of from those parts, and you were from a you're from a part of that area that is the Metroplex. Well, is Waxahachie the Metroplex?
No.
I don't think so either.
It's close to becoming part of the Metroplex, much like Sherman is, because there is really no separation at this point, or just about. But there still is enough that I would consider the rural buffer enough that Waxahachie is its own thing.
And we can't just go with that if it all goes together, because otherwise in 10 minutes, Austin and San Antonio are the same city.
Right, exactly.
There's not much in between anymore. It's going to connect pretty soon.
So the reason why I understand what you're saying, but the reason why I disagree with that is because Dallas-Fort Worth is all connected now, but there are major cities in between. So at some point, Austin and San Antonio will be considered a metroplex, but it will not necessarily be considered part of the – one will not be considered the greater San Antonio or greater Austin area.
Gotcha, because there aren't those big cities in between, unless San Marcos blows up or whatever.
Why doubt that?
Right.
Yeah. Now, if all you need is like growth and people commuting, then Waxahachie does have that, but I don't consider them part of the Metroplex.
Well, I'm sorry. You don't have a home, do you?
I guess not.
Nobody wants you.
Yeah, it's all right. We'll deal with it.
Where are you from, Charles, again?
Garland, Texas.
Garland, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's the Metroplex, right? Is that the Metroplex?
I mean, it's 15 minutes east of Dallas.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You're in 15 minutes.
15, 20.
Trey, you count that?
That's Metroplex, Trey, right? Garland is the Metroplex.
Oh, without a doubt.
Absolutely, yeah. No
there we
doubt.
Go, there we go.
There we go. That's right. Old number 90 is from the Metroplex, kids, but I don't think I am. All right, so before we get out of here, we talked about Nick Saban and his interesting comments on quarterbacks. And, again, God love him for saying it because I love when he's hanging out with the media. I love that he still gets upset. He finds reasons to be upset. Just like Belichick.
Right.
They find things to make them mad or whatever. Remember, 44 days from Texas and Maryland, which means we're 44 days from Bama and Louisville. They're playing that game in Charlotte, which is going to be interesting to start. It's not Charlotte. They're Orlando. My bad. Orlando for that first game for them. They also they go to Ole Miss early. And, of course, the game against the Aggies is September 22nd, fourth game out.
So I'm just seeing this come down. Maybe it's been out for a little while. But North Carolina AD, Bubba Cunningham.
Well, that's a great name right there.
Defends Larry Fedora on his CTE comments.
Oh, please tell me there's a good quote. He's defending Coach Fedora?
You know, I think Larry was really concerned about health and safety of students. I don't think it came across all that well, obviously, Cunningham said. Or maybe not then.
Do you know why he said he thinks he's all about safety? Because of what he said.
Right.
He can't know for sure.
Right.
Well, Brad brought up a good point on the Midday Show earlier that if you look at stories from the past with Larry Fedora and head injuries, he's been one of the coaches that's been at the forefront of getting technology to the school that he's at in terms of protecting players, but also having conversations with neurologists as well about the subject of CTE, which makes his comments yesterday so surprising. And the dismissive nature of football versus CTE, maybe it speaks more to how concerned he is about the future of football than it does what he thinks football is doing for the sake of head injuries and guys' long-term health as well.
Part of what he said was right. We can't put all this in a vacuum. I said that yesterday. Some of what he said, I agree with.
But there is an obvious connection between football and CTE, too.
Absolutely. Right. But he said a lot of things. So yeah. I'm going to go through 22 things, and I may agree with 15 or disagree with 15.
Do you think
America is over with
if football dies?
Nope. Disagree with that. I told you.
That part was strange.
I'm layered like that, Trey.
That part was strange. But, Trey, you and I have talked about some of this stuff off the air, those stories where the headline is not really the story.
Yeah.
I think something might have happened there as well. Let's do that in one last thing.
One last thing.
I'd have to go back and look at every comment. Did Larry Fedora actually say, I don't believe in the link between CTE and concussions? Or did the media throw it in there and kind of mold it into that? And he just talked about what we're saying in terms of what we talked about in terms of you can't go too
crazy
with it.
That's a good question.
Like, I haven't heard every single word he said yet.
Damn it, I have the audio, but we don't have enough time to play it right now. Yes, yes.
Does he actually say it?
Went back out to clarify, and then he doubled down on the fact that he was saying that football is not as responsible for head injuries and the long-term consequences of those things as a lot of people are claiming.
Okay, so he did say it.
Just making sure. I tried to be fair to the coaches and the media.
Football will change, though. It is changing, but at
some
point.
Already has, like he said. He's
right
about
that. And at some point, we're going to have to not lie about what happens because it does affect head injuries and all that, and it can cause CTE, but you know what you're signing up for.
That's true. Got to know the risks involved. That part of it I agree with, and like you said, some of that stuff I don't necessarily agree with,
yeah.
But that's what it's all about. All right, we'll be back for a Friday show tomorrow. Going to catch up with Anwar Richardson of OrangeBloods.com, get his thoughts off of Big 12 Media Days, and yeah, a lot of good stuff going on. And if you want that digital preview of Texas football, head to Smashword and check it out. Inside Texas, Barking Carnival. That's where you can also find the great work of Scipio Tex. Everybody have a great Thursday night. We will talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Nah, get chuckin', Joaquin.